News, I'm Brian Clark. Immigration was front and center Thursday on the campaign trail as President Biden and former President Trump each made separate visits to the southern border. In Brownsville, Texas, Biden pushed bipartisan immigration legislation.
The U.S. Senate needs to reconsider this bill, and those senators who oppose it need to set politics aside and pass it on merits, not on whether it's going to benefit one party or benefit the other party.
Trump in Eagle Pass said,
"This is a Joe Biden invasion. This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years."
Former president today expected to attend a conference in Florida over the scheduling of his classified documents trial. Special counsel Jack Smith wanted to start July 8th. Yosemite National Park is closed as the West braces for up to 12 feet of snow in parts of the Sierra Nevada. And in Texas, crews continue to fight the largest wildfire in state history, more than 1,700 square miles. This is ABC News. The tax man's coming after thousands of top earners who owe money to the government.
This week, the IRS started sending out non-compliance letters to more than 25,000 people who earn more than $1 million a year and 100,000 who make at least $400,000 who failed to pay their taxes between 2017 and 2021. The program is funded in part by the Inflation Reduction Act. Last week, the agency announced it would open dozens of audits on private business jets used personally by executives and written off as tax deductions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The troubling rise in alcohol-related deaths in the U.S. up 20% in recent years. A new CDC study noting a spike in drinking during the pandemic that's continued. About 500 Americans died every day in 2021, women at a faster rate than men. And women's college basketball star Caitlin Clark says she will enter the WNBA draft this year. She plays at Iowa. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans who control the state's cash flow will not free up $125 million to fight PFAS pollution around Wisconsin. Governor Evers plans to veto a bill that includes that money, but offered to keep the money in to preserve the state's regulatory power. The Joint Finance Committee also removed an item Thursday for $15 million for healthcare services in and around Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Evers used his line item veto to expand the scope of that bill. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks make it four in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks winning streak continues with a 111-99 victory over the Hornets in Charlotte. The Bucks officially passing the ball. Giannis after the game.
I think guys are going to the right position. The ball is moving. Guys are making shots and like extending the court to give Dame and myself space. The difference is that we know we have direction right now. We know what we're trying to get from every position. Every position counts. and we are making shots. Guys are making shots.
College basketball, the Badgers take on number 13th-ranked Illinois tomorrow at noon. Baseball, the Brewers fall to the Rangers, 7-5. That's Milwaukee's fifth loss in a row. Hockey, the Badgers men's team takes on Michigan State for a two-game series to wrap up the regular season and a chance to lock up the Big Ten. Does the team feel playoff pressure?
We'll see. You know, this is the first go-around for us as a group in this situation.
That's Badgers hockey coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and just a little breezy this afternoon. And with the low humidity and all the dry stuff out there, there will be an elevated fire danger risk. So please be careful with anything fire-related this weekend. Otherwise, it's going to be nice, sunny, breezy, 50 today, 33 tonight. We'll get to 60 tomorrow, sunshine 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
On Friday, you cannot miss my interview with Chef Leon of Milwaukee's Amelinda Restaurant.
Weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Live from Madison, the capital city of the great state of indecision, Wisconsin, it's the John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 FM WMDX.
Another beautiful morning, beautiful sunshiny downtown.
That's it.
I've seen the street cleaners go by, the sidewalk cleaners go by, the leaf blower cleaner go by.
They're getting ready for the weekend. Beautiful weather. Got to spruce things up
this
here.
This is the cleanest city in the world.
It is.
I mean, we haven't gotten that award yet, but we will get that one.
Well,
we will.
Mentioned all the awards that Madison's gotten recently yesterday on the show.
Yeah, it took an hour and a half.
It took forever.
I apologize for taking so long with that.
Well, we've just won so many awards. So, you know, it's good to point those out.
It's always good to point that out. We always point out Project 2025 on this program, Christian nationalism. We're following it while the media ignores it because they're afraid to say anything about Christians. But we are not afraid. We're unafraid, basically. We're brave and bold and moving on into the future.
And this is part of our special day today.
It is special day today, the Dumpster Fire Friday. Yeah. Let's feed that fire. Let's get the dumpster loaded up with papers, which we've already done earlier this morning.
Got a little crowd around the dumpster. Good to see you, folks. How you doing? Okay. Oh, watch out.
Beautiful.
Don't get too close to the fire.
I'd kick it. Kick that dumpster and get that fire moving.
Yeah, we got to get the blaze happening again.
Sweet.
All right.
Okay.
These are stories that we've stored up for a while.
Have we run out of Molotov cocktails?
We got it.
We can make some more.
Okay, all right. Let's do it. All right. I thought first we'd hear from the guy who's actually created this agenda, Catholic extremist Kevin Roberts. He's the president of the Heritage Foundation, the lead organizer of Project 2025. 4 months ago, do you have cut 355 all queued up? 4 months ago, he said this.
There are parts of the plan that we will not share with the left. The executive orders, the rules and regulations, just like a good football team, we don't want to tip off our playbook to the left.
No. So there's stuff we don't even know about. Okay.
Project 2025.
If you don't even know about a lot of this stuff, here's another lesson. And this is good stuff, by the way. This is a reminder here. That the 40-hour work week was created by liberals, the formation of unions. So here, let's start at 355, track 355, and this is what Project 2025 has in store for labor.
Okay. You just played 355. Are you looking for another one?
Oh, no, 353. Sorry about that.
Here we go, 353.
All right.
Trump and Project 2025 would strip away workplace protections. Page 589 lays out a plan to change overtime for remote workers, allowing them to work longer hours without going into overtime and making it easier for bosses to require them to be always on call. Page 592 proposes scrapping the 40-hour work week in favor of a 160-hour work month, so your boss could force you to work extra hours or work for weeks with no days off, but get out of paying you any overtime by cutting your hours later in the month. And if all these extra hours make it hard for you to find childcare, that's too bad, because page 486 specifically rejects federally funded daycare. Project 2025 also would make it easier for bosses to get out of offering benefits like healthcare and paid time off by labeling employees as independent contractors, yeah, as detailed on page 591. Plans on page 594 would weaken the National Labor Relations Board, making it harder for workers to unionize and bargain for better wages. Page 595 lays out plans to weaken child labor regulations, specifically rolling back restrictions on children working, quote, inherently dangerous jobs. And what little workplace protections would be left would be hard to enforce, because page 615 calls for cutting the Department of Labor's budget nearly in half. Number three, if you've got student debt, you're screwed under Trump and Project 2025. On page 322, the plan mocks the very idea of student debt relief. Then on pages 354 and 361, it gets more specific about how to eliminate student debt relief, including ending the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program for people like teachers and nurses. This would hurt not just the 44 million Americans who have student debt, but the economy as a whole, since debt-ridden Americans have less money to spend, are less likely to start a business, even if that's what they went to school to learn how to do.
There you go.
Wow.
Fantastic interpretation of what's going on in Project 2025.
Okay.
A little frightening. We've got so much more coming from that guy who explains it a little bit in the next couple of weeks here.
Okay. Hey, well, wait a second. Jake wants to comment on this. Hang on a second.
Jake Taffer.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire. Inside a train wreck.
Yes, okay. It was.
Thank you for clearing that up, Jake. Appreciate it.
No fault divorce, end abortion, reduce access to contraception and sex education, overturn Obergefell, which requires states to license and recognize same-sex marriage. A few of those items are included in Project 2025. Shoot. By the way, AOC cut 356 had this explanation about Project 2025.
Only do they want to go after reproductive freedom, they're going after IVF, they're going after contraception. We have a mifepristone ruling that is coming down from the Supreme Court, and Clarence Thomas enriching himself from the same folks who are saying that they are trying to control women's bodies quite explicitly. And going beyond that, they also want to control what they call recreational sex.
Yes.
Recreational sex. This is so clearly a patriarchal theocracy that has embodied itself in the DNA of an entire political party in the United States of America. And as women and as any non-binary and queer person in this country, they must be defeated. There should never be room for this kind of control by force over another person's body in this country. And they can walk it back as much as they want. They have done this. Who put those judges there? Not Democrats, not independents. Republicans put those judges in there. Republicans are taking women's bodies by force, and we cannot let them do it. It has to come to an end.
It's always nice to hear from AOC every once in a while, and tells it like it is, basically.
Absolutely.
Wow, that is some powerful stuff, you know.
Yes.
Now I just want to. Now this is the Dumpster Fire Friday.
That's it.
And we're clearing a whole bunch of stories out today.
These are stories we've had for a while.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to clear the decks here.
We are. The stack of papers from February have got to go. So we are going to continue now.
Yes, okay, yeah. Got the dumpster with our dumpster fire.
It was a nice aside listening to Project 2025. I had to lighten things up a little bit.
All right.
But now we're going with Rachel Maddow.
She had
a comment about the Supreme Court's decision to take a look at whether Trump can kill his opponents eventually in the future.
That's what the Supreme Court is going to decide.
They're going to decide that.
Whether it's okay to
cut
kill
375.
Somebody.
You got that in there?
All right.
All right. Let's listen to Maddow's exposing the trick.
When you
here.
Talk about the cravenness of the court, Chris, the cravenness of the court is evident in what they are doing with the pacing here, right? Like putting this off for 7 weeks, sitting on it for 2 weeks for no reason, obviously pushing all of the cases that they can push, pushing them to the point where Trump will be standing for election before any of us have heard the verdicts in any of those cases. Got it. It's the timing. But it's also the idea that the immunity thing is an open question, right? Is really presidential immunity an open question? Because what's the most famous pardon in American history? Gerald Ford pardoning Richard Nixon once he had resigned and was a former president. Why did Gerald Ford pardon Richard Nixon? Quote, as a result of certain acts or omissions occurring before his resignation as president, meaning as a result of stuff he did while president, quote, Richard Nixon has become liable to possible indictment and trial.
Right.
Whether or not he shall be so prosecuted depends on findings of the appropriate grand jury and the discretion of the authorized prosecutor. So the idea that this is an open question, that it might be that a former president can never be tried for something that he did because he was president when he did it, is disproven by a plain reading of American history and the whole justification for Richard Nixon being pardoned in the first place. So the idea that this has to be taken up is them saying the sky is green.
Right.
And I think even for the non-lawyers among us to be able to say, you know what, the sky is not green even on our worst day, this is BS. You are doing this as a dilatory tactic to help your political friend, your partisan patron. And for you to say that this is something that the court needs to decide because it's something that's unclear in the law is just flagrant bullpucky. And they know it, and they don't care that we know it. And that's disturbing about the future legitimacy of the court.
Yeah, I have to agree with her. It's obvious about it.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they can do anything they want at this point. In fact, they can.
They're putting it all out there to get the crazies out of the woodwork here and get them out there and get them voting.
They have taken care of other cases very, very quickly in the past, recent cases. Mm-hmm. But this one, they waited a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to go till mid-April, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So,
on it goes.
It's a good comment, and they need to review any of this, right? Mm-hmm. They don't. All they had to do was reject it.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next big story. This is current, by the way. Let's throw it in the fire. Eric Hovde deserves to be thrown into the fire on this one.
Oh, wow.
He took the polar plunge, cut 376. This is ridiculous. I can't even believe he's doing this, but please, let's listen to Eric Hovde in deep water.
All right, this is the first one. Got about a half-inch layer of ice on the lake. It was hard to break through, but it's good to get out of here for a good cold plunge. So the Dems and Senator Baldwin keep saying I'm not from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You aren't.
Which is a complete joke. All right, Senator Baldwin, why don't you get out here in this frozen lake and let's really see who's from Wisconsin. I hope everyone has a great day. Take care.
Yeah, that's real nice.
He's going to freeze his mustache off.
How macho can you get there? Huh? Taking the polar plunge.
Is that his actual voice or is he trying to do a fake Wisconsin accent?
That's his actual voice.
That's the way he talks.
Yeah. And it sounds fake. It does, but it's real. This guy is, he certainly has proved he's from Wisconsin, taking the polar plunge. What in the hell is he talking about? By the way, Tammy Baldwin refused to take his challenge.
Yeah.
She said basically one word, no. Oh, God.
7:19. Coming up in just a few minutes, Rocker will be in the studio telling us what's happening on Max Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM, yes, and 1580 AM from the capital city of Madison. The John and Gordy Show.
Yes, it's a Friday. It's the first day of March.
It is.
We're clearing out the decks. We're clearing out our files of stories we've been hanging on to because they're just too good to let go.
Yeah.
Until today.
Until
now we're throwing them in the dumpster.
We're thinking, you know, February, leave it behind.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Especially the extended version of February.
Right.
I don't know why they did that, but they decided to add a 29th day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and once a month, we're going to have a special day like this, the Dumpster Fire Day.
Yes.
Just to,
clear out the stories we haven't been able to get to, but wished we did.
Yep. And now we are.
Just so that we don't have to relive them, okay?
Right.
All right, let's get to the bump stock argument in the Supreme Court. They had the arguments, and we didn't hear much about it. We should have, because this is just insane. You know, there are so many courts out there that have decided that a ban on bump stocks is a violation of the Second Amendment, which I can't wrap my head around at all. I don't understand that. A bump stock is not a gun, a firearm. It's not an arm. I don't know what. I don't get it. But they're making an argument in the Supreme Court, and let's hear it from The Daily Show.
The Supreme Court, where the nine justices sat down today, and after Clarence Thomas put out his tip jar, they heard arguments on whether it should be legal to essentially turn ordinary guns into machine guns.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments on bump stocks. The attachments functionally turn semi-automatic rifles into automatic weapons. Donald Trump banned them in 2017 after the massacre at a Las Vegas music festival where a shooter aiming from a hotel room fired 1,100 rounds in just 11 minutes.
Everyone agrees that machine guns can be banned. And the arguments here hinge in part on the very technical issue of exactly how bump stocks work and whether their mechanism fits the definition of a machine gun under the law. The justices really grappled with that today. And what we heard was broad agreement that preventing guns from firing hundreds of rounds per minute made a lot of sense. But there was disagreement about whether the ban was justified by that machine gun law.
A technicality, basically.
Yeah. Boy, that sounds like a machine
gun. Hold on. The Supreme Court is trying to decide if that gun is a machine gun. Look, I'm not a machine gun expert, but if a gun makes you go, that's a machine gun. The court spent all day throwing around very technical questions about trigger functions versus trigger pulls to determine what a machine gun is. See. But I'd like to suggest we approach this case with my new legal theory. It's called looking at something with your f***ing eyes. For instance, if a gun can fire...
Yeah.
Yeah. If a gun can fire 5,000 rounds a second, you can debate firing mechanisms, or you can look with your f***ing eyes and see that it's a machine gun. Are the shells flying out of the gun at a machine gun rate? Look with your f***ing eyes. It's a machine gun. And this doesn't just stop with guns. My legal theory can be applied to all sorts of issues, like IVF. Okay? You could debate viability or conception, or you could just look with your fucking eyes and see if this is a cluster of cells in a petri dish, not a person, okay? Do I have to take this petri dish to the playground and give it snacks all day? No, then it's not a person. I've seen sourdough starters more alive than that. But no, the conservatives are saying it's not about how it looks. There's a very specific trigger mechanism, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. They have the same approach to guns that snobby liberals do to wine. Unless it comes from the machine gun region of France, it's only a sparkling rifle.
I love that. That is really, wow. Really good. You can see that the Supreme Court is going to decide on allowing bump stocks because it's technically not a machine gun. I know that's going to happen. I just know it.
You think so?
The Supreme Court has decided so many bad decisions that have completely destroyed our civil society that this has got to be a shoo-in for them. You know, they've got to keep that chaos going, all right?
Okay.
Well, okay. Now, all we're right. in the dumpster fire. I'm standing in the dumpster.
It's getting warm.
Just throwing the papers around left and right. let's get to Tommy Tuberville.
I thought it was Tuberville, but he pronounces it Tuberville. Huh?
He pronounces it Tuberville. Tuberville is a street in New Orleans, and that's why a lot of people confuse the two. It's a very popular street, but it's Tuberville.
One real quick note before you guys get into Tommy Tuberville, however you want to say his name.
Yeah.
We have a text on the line. The SCOTUS is going to decide whether Trump can murder them when he takes office.
There you go.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
That could happen.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yes. Hang on.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire. Inside a train wreck.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. Thank you, Jake.
It was.
All right. Okay.
So, how destructive are ignorant politicians like Tommy Tuberville? Mm. Well, you got to believe it if you listen to this exchange.
We're $34 trillion in debt, and even Republicans up here, 10 or 15 of our Republican colleagues, have voted to spend all this money over the years, and when at a time we should be cutting money. Hey, I'm for helping people, but the federal government is not here to take care of every person in this country.
It isn't?
We have to take care of the mentally unhealthy. Mm. We have to take care of our elderly, our veterans. Everybody else needs to go get a job. They need to get off that couch. But we're paying so many people. Maria, we have turned into so much of a socialist country, headed to communism, no free speech. They're taking all the rights away. Mm. We had Secretary Vilsack yesterday, an ag meeting in front of our committee yesterday, and I asked him about our farmers. I don't think he understands. Our farmers are in trouble. They are in huge trouble. They're going to go bankrupt. And what are we going to do? We're going to let Walmart grow our food? I think people think that's where it comes from. We have no common sense here.
He is one of the dumbest people I have ever heard in my entire life. He is really. Oh, my gosh. You know, Republicans really haven't been helping.
No.
The farmers very much.
No,
keeping them away from the internet wasn't a good idea to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And really, they've been taking a lot of their farms away by giving them to big major corporations.
Mm-hmm.
So they really haven't helped a lot. And by the way, here's a factoid in regards to getting those people off their couches, okay?
Okay.
Stephen Ratner, who is on Morning Show. He said this, another day, another Tuberville fact check. 2023 saw the highest share of working age adults employed in nearly every quarter century. Tommy Tuberville is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's creating this myth around high unemployment, and, you know, they're just trashing Biden, even though he has a fantastic economy. And most people aren't going to feel it because, you know, it's all just churning out there. We've created jobs. People are spending money. We're all going to feel a lot better. Inflation is under check now. So, you know, we're doing well. It's just that we all live paycheck to paycheck, and that's capitalism. That's what it's all about.
That is. Yeah. Well, John, you know, this has been our very first dumpster fire Friday, and I think it's going pretty well. We're out of marshmallows, and the fire's starting to kind of go out a little bit here because we're just, you know, the clock is ticking away.
Ticking away.
Yeah. And right around the corner, of course, we've got some news. We've got weather. We've got Pam Jahnke standing by with her farm report. But I think, you know,
what?
Big thumbs up on Dumpster Fire Friday.
I think it was a success.
We'll have to do this again.
Yes.
Yes. Also coming up. Hey, Rocker is in the studio giving us a Max Inc. preview.
Listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Just because vegetables aren't growing outside right now doesn't mean that the community-supported agriculture farmers are just sitting around. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and Tess Romansky, Communications and Development Manager for the Fair Share CSA Coalition, provide some insight into what changes they're seeing in CSAs.
Add-ons have also been really popular, so farms who offer grain or meat add-ons where you can kind of purchase additional things in addition to your veggies, eggs, flours, to kind of round out and offer more of a whole diet type share, has been something that we've seen a lot of increase in. It's also really attractive for consumers because it cuts down on the number of products they have to buy elsewhere. So CSA can become kind of more of a one-stop pickup rather than, you know, one of several places you have to go to get your groceries.
That was Tess Romansky, Communications and Development Manager for the Fair Share CSA Coalition. She added that it's more than just getting food from a farmer that you know. It's about supporting that farmer, living a healthier lifestyle, and understanding how your food is grown. I'll have more news right after this.
Innovation. That's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier. Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video, or call 888-557-1020 today.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Farmers not enrolled yet in the agriculture risk coverage or price loss coverage programs for 2024, you have until March 15th. Both safety net programs delivered by USDA's Farm Service Agency provide vital income support to farmers who experience substantial declines in crop prices or revenues for the 2024 crop year. Producers can elect coverage and enroll in ARC County or PLC, which provide crop-by-crop protection. Or farmers can enroll in ARC Individual, which protects the entire farm. Although election changes for 2024 are optional, producers must enroll with a signed contract each year. If a producer has a multi-year contract on the farm, that contract will continue for 2024 unless there's a change. If producers do not submit their election revision by the deadline, the election remains the same as their 2023 election. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and just a little breezy this afternoon. And with the low humidity and all the dry stuff out there, there will be an elevated fire danger risk. So please be careful with anything fire-related this weekend. Otherwise, it's going to be nice, sunny, breezy, 50 today, 33 tonight. We'll get to 60 tomorrow, sunshine 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Unplugged day here on the John and Gordy Show. That's the unplugged version of Layla. Clapton.
Is that Clapton?
That is Clapton.
You know how much I hate Clapton, right?
I know you do, but you're the only
that's
one.
That's a good version. I like that. Yeah. Sounds good.
Oh, you've never heard it before?
I've not heard that one, but I'll give my stamp of approval, one of the very few stamps of approval that I have given to Eric Clapton. All right.
Tough critic.
Kind of, just kind of a weak,
nice, not, weak yeah, just completely
artist.
Wrong on that. But
yeah, he should have retired a long, long time ago,
all
but
right.
He didn't.
Yeah. Let's.
Then he emphasized it with slow hand, okay. And that was my thought exactly.
All right. Welcome back.
This is not my segment. This is Rocker's segment. He's in the studio.
Yes. And we welcome Rocker in from Max Inc. Radio. Good morning, Rocker.
Do
Happy Friday.
Live. Do it live.
We're live this morning. We need, Sam's
got his mic up.
Sam's
there he is. Now he's alive.
We got him.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for having me.
Good, man.
We meet again on Friday.
We are here.
Yes, we are. And we're happy to have you here.
Some great stuff today.
Well, we have...
We're live radio, so we're going to hope it all works. So let's see what happens. But let's see.
We're making a connection here. We've got a special guest that's going to be joining us. We're just working out the technical details here and seeing if we can make that phone work. I think we've got
it's
it
a
going
special
now.
Birthday
all right.
Today,
well, let's,
are we good, Sam? No, not
we
yet.
Can't get it in.
All right.
Well, let's talk about Max Inc. Radio for a second.
Yeah,
Max Inc. Radio weekend. We have the Beer Rock, the owner of the Beer Rock. You know, they have tasty, savory treats, really good, all kinds of crazy beers there. They also have live music. So we're going to be talking.
Yeah, where is that?
Sherman Plaza over on the north side, right over by kind of the Willie Street Co-op area.
Sure.
Great little place. Hung out there, met the owner, and we're going to have him in, Brian Caravaggio, to talk about the Beer Rock and what a great place that is. They have Blame It On Kane from Milwaukee is playing there this weekend.
Okay.
Sunspot, band that's been around Madison for 25 years plus, Mike and Wendy are going to be in here. They're going to be talking about their upcoming show at the Harmony Bar. With Bing Bong, and we'll hear from them. M. Shell is our new on-air personality for Max Inc. Heavy.
Okay.
And she is going to be talking to us a little bit. We'll get to know M. Shell.
M. Shell.
M. Shell. Michelle. Michelle.
Oh, okay.
Michelle, she used to live here in Madison, and she moved out to Milwaukee. Now she's very active with Whammy and booking and very into the scene.
Excellent.
And she's been with us before, but now she's our Milwaukee correspondent for Max Inc.
All right.
Heavy.
Excellent.
Dynavap.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of Dynavap.
No.
It's a neat little device that allows you to vape flowers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you're not smoking or lighting on fire. You're actually vaping. It's a neat thing. It's made right here in Madison.
Okay.
Dynavap. And we're going to be talking to the owner, George Briwa, about his
Get a few extra
company.
Ones so we can try them out here on the show.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Okay.
And Kaylin Cole is live in the lair. She's a Baraboo artist, and now she lives in Nashville as well. Great. Yeah. This is going to be her second time in the lair. Are we good?
Yeah,
good,
we man. Made connections here. So we're good.
All right. Well,
you got the chance to at least promote your show.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, we have a little special thing going on. Yeah. Here
well,
this
let's see. Okay. Let's special. You event. Know what? Let's make a birthday phone call.
Okay.
Can we?
Yeah.
Sam. Right now, award-winning singer-songwriter, director of Girls Rock Camp, director of the Mama Award Show for many years, guitar and vocals in Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. We wish a 50th happy birthday to Beth Killey.
Yeah. Wow.
Beth, happy are you on birthday. The line with us?
Woohoo!
Beth, you're
good
just...
Morning. I am alive and kicking.
You're just a child at 50.
Yes. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Welcome to the John and Gordy Show, and Rocker's with us, and happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, Beth, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, your band of three amigos there, is having a 50th birthday show for you tonight at Friday, March 1st, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Memorial Union. And I know that you're asking people to make a donation because you're trying to get to $5,000 for Girls Rock Camp in Madison here. So there's all kinds of things going on tonight. But, you know, we wanted to dive a little bit deeper with you here on the John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a game. Okay.
Yes.
Let's go through the years with Beth Killey. Yeah. This is your musical life.
Yes. Here
gonna,
we go.
We're going to expose everything from your past.
I love it. I love it.
We're going to play a clip from a few of your songs, and then we're going to have you tell us about what we just heard.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Okay, here
explain
we go.
Yourself.
So what's the first one you got there,
like
Rocker?
Name your tune versus This Is Your Life. Okay. Let's play the first song.
Okay.
She's a runaway train. She's getting out of the tracks. Better get out of her way. She's swinging like a tiger, battle back. Tell her it's the boys' club. But she don't give a damn. She cried, I ain't looking to change the world. This is who I am. How the feel on the six string, the buzz of the amp. I like to bang my head and rock with the band. Give me the white hot lights, the sweat of the crowd.
All right. What did we just hear?
Yeah, you sound a little frustrated there, Beth.
That's my angsty younger self.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is a Beth Killey band, Just Want to Play. And that's a song about a girl who likes to play guitar. I just come up with, you know, imaginary character for that one.
Okay.
Okay.
But what do you want to get? You're trying to get women to be in rock, right?
That's right.
I mean, that's the whole point here. So this is your dream come true. And you explained it a little bit in that song. Great. Fantastic.
Beth, exactly right.
Beth, how did you start the Girls Rock Camp? That was like 10 years ago or more, right?
We're going into our 15th summer.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I know. Time goes so fast. I can't believe it. So I was approached by a dad of a kid who had been trying to get his daughter into the Chicago Girls Rock Camp for years. And I think it was 2008 or 9. And he's like, you should start a camp like that here. And I said, that's a great idea. I have no idea how to do that, but let's gather around with a bunch of people who are smarter than me and know things, and let's get it done.
Now let me ask you something. You know, there's a girl rock camp. You must have like an obstacle course where girls are supposed to run through boy bands to just finally get.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Get through.
Exactly.
All right. Well,
okay.
Just a thought.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, let's go on to clip number two.
Okay,
are you ready?
Here we go.
I am ready.
I've been accused of driving way too fast. I've been accused of standing too close to a man who wasn't mine. Well, it's been said.
in a fight. Well, they might be right.
All right, what song was that?
Yeah.
That's I've Been Accused. I wrote that song with Jesse Lynn, who was singing backing vocals with me on that.
That's nice. Nice banjo,
that's
by
excellent.
The way.
Yeah.
Nice banjo.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now let's reach back into Rocker's closet. We're gonna give her a challenging one right now.
Okay.
Okay, Sam, let it rip. All right, this was a hard one. What song was that?
That is Clear Blue Betty, my band from 2002 to 2008, and that song is called Keep Me Away From Myself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, so what inspired that? Why are you trying to keep yourself away from yourself?
Well, actually, that song was inspired by the movie A Beautiful Mind with Russell Crowe from way back when. He had schizophrenia in the movie, and my life is really pretty boring, so I have to make up characters.
Well, exciting tune. That last song sounded like you were aggressive, that you're an aggressive person. You know, I've been accused. So maybe it's not that boring, right?
Yeah.
I just have a vivid imagination, really.
All right. Now,
we're talking with Beth Kelly, by the way, just to keep people up to date. She's celebrating her 50th birthday today, and there's a big show tonight at Memorial Union, right?
Yep, that's right.
From 6 to 8, is that right?
4 to 6.
That's what I said, 4 to 6.
Gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets. But that last song, wait a second, that last song.
Yeah.
Who was on guitar?
I don't know. Oh, you're asking her?
That was Rob Coates.
Roz Coates.
Well, I mean, I was probably playing acoustic guitar in the background, but the lead guitar part was Rob Coates from Clear Blue Betty.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Okay. All right. So we got another song, right?
Next up on the hit list.
Okay, hit it. This is number 4.
Your dreams and plans have come undone. Nobody's nice. And nothing's fun. The brats and bullies have you wishing. You could fly off in a single bound. Find your steel, don't back down. You don't have to wear a cape and tights. Stand up for what is right. Be your own superhero. When the sun doesn't shine, part those clouds. Way for the light.
So what PBS children's show was that from?
Well, that is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. And see, I'm not an angry person. We can sing about being your own superhero.
That is fantastic.
That's a song that I wrote with my beloved friend Shondell Marks. And she was singing lead on that one, and I'm singing some backup and playing mandolin. And you'll hear that song if you come to the show tonight. That's with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Great song. Great group. I've gotten to know Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets over the last few years because I'm up in Baraboo and they play there occasionally. And Beth.
Out in the sticks, yeah.
Yeah, Beth Kelly and Jen Farley and Shondell Marks. Wonderful group. And it's great that you're going to be playing this evening for your 50th birthday.
Right.
So, all right, you got another cut here?
I do have another cut, and this one is live, so it's going to be tough. Number 5.
Lord. Okay.
All right, I'm ready. I see a ray of sunshine across my table. Coffee is hot, the day is bright, and I'm alive. You're smiling at me for no reason. Well, I sit back and I soak in the love that's in your eyes. In this house we built with brick and stone. We paint the walls and call it home.
All right, name that song.
Is This House with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Okay.
Johnny's playing accordion. Mm. I'm on the guitar. Jen Farley's singing backup, playing some shaker.
Good stuff.
And do you know where it was recorded?
That was in the lair.
It was live in the lair. Oh, man. Yeah. You are perfect. Yeah,
that
was
like one of those diggers.
That was a trick question.
Right.
Oh, boy.
That was right. when they were live in the lair right here in the studio. So,
all right.
Yeah, Rocker, you got to wake up earlier in the morning to pull the wool over.
Exactly.
All right. We're talking with Beth Killey, celebrating her 50th birthday. We're going to come back in 60 seconds with more Beth Killey and Rocker.
Let me sit back and I soak in the love that's in your eyes. In this house we built with brick and...
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I see a ray of sunshine across my table. It's hot, the day is bright, and I'm alive. You're smiling at me for no reason.
Good stuff. All right, we're back here, WMDX. The John and Gordy Show with Rocker in the studio. And today we're having a very special birthday party early for Beth Killey.
Yes, we are. And we've got, Rocker, you've got one more song. Yeah. What did you want to say about our
house? I actually want Beth to tell us a little bit about that song and how it was written, because I found the story to be very amusing when we had her in the lair. So tell us about how that song. Yeah.
Two quick funny stories about that song. One is, it was inspired by my house. My son and my husband and I used to have dance parties when my son was really little. And when he was two, we'd turn off all the lights and put, you know, flashlights in our hands and dance around all crazy. And it dawned on me one day, if someone was walking past the house, they would just see my husband and I, because my son was too little. And so he was like, what are those people doing in there?
Yeah.
But I didn't care, because I was like, hey, this is my house and we're having a good time.
Yeah.
But also, that song was written with Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. Shawnee happened to have her accordion, and we just started playing around. And Jen actually had disco ball. So that song was written with accordion, guitar, and disco ball.
Wow. What a weird combination. At least you can't hear the crystal ball, you know?
Okay. All right. You got another song?
We have one more song to leave you you tonight. And this is track number 6.
All right.
I met a girl with a smile and a gleam in her eye who leaned in and let me in on a little secret. There's a light in your soul when you let it all go, and you just kick back and taste a little gin and chocolate. A little gin and chocolate.
What makes you happy? What makes you happy? Hey, what makes you happy?
Nice.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Here we go. Name that song.
That's an easy one.
That is Gin and Chocolate.
There you go.
By Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Yeah.
thanks for taking it easy on me for number 6, because it was pretty stressful first thing in the morning.
Beth, where did you come up with that name? How did that name evolve?
Well, it's actually the two things things that Shawnee carries in her purse to get through the month of February in Wisconsin. However, this February wasn't bad, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So we didn't even have to break in case of emergency.
So gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets in her purse.
Well, maybe not the bottle rockets.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now we know, right? We know that Jen is the bottle rockets without a doubt. Yeah. Now, are you gin or are you chocolate?
Most of the time, I'm the gin.
Okay. The magical gin.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, now the secret.
Shawnee is the chocolate. Okay.
I want to ask you something, Beth, because you're the sound. Yeah, you know, I miss this sound from a long time ago. There was a group called The Joy of Cooking. With the McGarrigle sisters. I think one passed away recently, but your sound is very similar to that, and it's a great sound to have. I just love it. So just aww. Kudos for what you sound like.
Yeah.
Well,
terrific
sound. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really tough to sound great with Jen and Shawnee, but I make it work.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, don't be modest. No. Wonderful vocal
that
group.
That is total farce. They're the best.
Well, excellent. Happy birthday, Beth. This has been your musical life here at Max Inc. Radio and John and Gordy Show. We had a great time. They're great songs. You know, if you can't get to tonight at the Memorial Union to see Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, they will be playing here in Madison coming up May 24th.
Yes, it's our 10th anniversary show at the Burr Oak.
At the Burr Oak over on Winnebago.
Excellent.
So there's still a chance to get to see them. They're going to be amazing. And just, you know, look for them at festivals this summer. That's all I can say.
Well, I think we should have a fundraiser so they could at least, you know, buy a sign for the Burr Oak.
Yes.
You know, some kind of indicator that it's there.
That's the building.
That's the place you go.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like the Knoxville. You know, you don't have a phone. You're just there. You know,
speakeasy, you know. You just have to know where it is.
You have to know.
Exactly.
Yep.
Are you cool or are you not cool? Right?
All right.
Well, Beth, again, thank you and happy birthday to you. And the show tonight, the times at the Memorial Union.
4 to 6 p.m.
4 to 6 p.m.
4 to 6,
yeah. Excellent.
I mean, I got to be in bed before 10 o'clock. I'm 50 now.
Oh, please.
That's
okay.
That's a rule.
Sure.
That's a rule. Okay. That's a busy time at the Union, though.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic time to make that concert.
One of my favorite places to play in the world is at the Union.
Yeah. Always a good time. It is. All right, Beth, we're going to let you go here, but thank you so much, and happy birthday.
By the way, Beth,
thank you.
Beth, you might want to join Eric Hovde. I believe he's out there in the polar ice. Out there, he's going to be he's campaigning.
That's right. Oh, I thought you were going to tell me to join AARP.
Oh, yeah. Well, that too, yeah.
You know, that's a good suggestion.
Yeah, we're members, aren't we, John?
Yeah, they never stop mailing you the newspapers.
Yeah. And the reminders.
All right. Good enough. Thanks, Beth.
All right, Beth.
See you tonight at the Memorial Union. Good deal.
That's good stuff.
That's wonderful. All right. Well, Rocker, give us another idea of what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend.
Wow. You know, always the best thing, 9 to 10 p.m. is Live in the Lair. We have Kaylin Cole. She's an amazing singer-songwriter from Baraboo who went to Nashville, and she's really blowing up down in Nashville. Amazing personality.
Yeah.
We had such a good time with her last time. This will be her second time to repeat.
Excellent.
Great show. Well,
Baraboo had a chance to do it, you know, put her on the map. They missed her
chance. She's big time. She's big time. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's done well for herself. Yeah. Well, good. Well, thanks for coming in, Rocker. We
Thank
appreciate
you, guys.
It.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah. We'll see you next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Can we and by the way, you know, we want to mention John and Gordy is going to. We're going to be at an upcoming event with you on March 17th.
March 17th, St. Paddy's Day from noon till 4 p.m. That's the Max Inc. matinee concert series. And this one will feature Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. So it's a great show. You know, you're there. Show starts by 1. It's done by 4. You're home for dinner.
Yeah.
And like Beth said, early to bed.
Yeah. I heard that Iron Plow has a really good drummer. That's what I've heard.
Baby.
I don't know. I haven't seen them. That's all I hear.
I heard he was on his way out.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. What?
Yeah, because he wouldn't play Eric Clapton covers.
Oh, wow. There you go. Okay, yeah. Full circle. Okay, good deal. Again, Rocker, always good to see you every Friday, and we'll check in with you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Have a wonderful weekend. Right. Well, John, you know, here we go.
I guess we have to sing our way out tonight.
I guess so. You know, this is our fifth month anniversary today here at, you know, Mad Radio 92.7.
I can't believe how they're celebrating our fifth month. But they set up a buffet outside the studio here.
Food, we got drinks, refreshments. And thanks to Beth Kelly, thanks to Rocker, and thank you for joining us. We'll be here Monday morning, bright and early. Have a great weekend from everybody here at the John and Gordy Show and Civic Media. So long.
It sounds so official.
I know.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome Max Inc. host Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hi, I'm Peach Wabba, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 AM and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Presumed contenders in the fight for the White House were both at the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday.